WBEZ is supported by the Gynecology Research Lab at Endeavor Health. Period pain affects millions of people. Researchers want to learn from those experiencing period pain. The NIH-funded study wants to know whether a common over-the-counter medication can reduce period pain over time. Compensation is available. Learn more at cureperiodpain.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says his office has been advising the Chicago Bears on crafting a new proposal to keep the team on home turf. He says he hopes the team has a bill before state lawmakers are set to meet again in the fall.
We want to get it done as soon as possible, and if they're able to put everything together, as we hope they will, I'm willing to call a special session so that we can get a vote on it long before the veto session, if that's possible.
Pritzker says Illinois is still as close as anybody to getting a stadium done. The Bears' board of directors voted earlier this month to move forward with a stadium development project in Hammond, Indiana. Now, the mayor of Hammond confirms the Bears are looking at a possible new site for its stadium south of that city. Tom McDermott Jr. says the potential site is south of the pavilion at Wolf Lake. He offered no other details. McDermott has told the Hammond Common Council no timetable or deadline has been set for the Bears to make a final decision. Meantime, lawmakers in Springfield did not pass Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's widely touted plan to build more affordable housing. The plan would have allowed multi-unit housing on nearly all residentially zoned land and would have created a statewide timeline for permit reviews. State Senator Christina Castro says she heard from many local leaders and constituents who are concerned the plan preempted local control. But Castro says she and other lawmakers are committed to fine-tuning that proposal over the summer.
I do feel like we'll eventually get to a proposal that ties into adding that missing middle, being able to develop more, whether it's single family, multifamily, but as well as the affordability component, which is key.
The proposal's failure was a rare political setback for Pritzker. He's also in the running for a historic third term. U.S. Attorney Andrew Boutros plans to review nearly 20 years of grand jury proceedings involving a veteran prosecutor at the center of the Broadview 6 case. The Sun-Times reports the motion lays out several inappropriate comments made by Sherry Mecklenburg to grand jurors. 10 defendants in three cases have now seen their federal criminal charges permanently dropped as a result of the grand jury controversy in Boutros' office. Questions still remain about who redacted alleged misconduct by a veteran prosecutor from transcripts. Those transcripts were given to a U.S. district judge in April. And more than 180 drawings of famed artist William de Kooning are now on display at the Art Institute of Chicago. A pioneer in abstract expressionism, de Kooning's style is marked by expressive brushstrokes and distorted human forms. This is the first solo exhibition of his work at the museum since 1969. The renderings will be on display through September 20th. You're listening to The Rundown. A lot of teenagers in Chicago take public transportation to school, and now some are opting for e-scooters. Teens say they're cool and convenient. They also can be dangerous. My colleague Anna Savchenka takes us on a ride around the north side.
It's about 10 minutes before a class at Lane Tech High School, and 17-year-old Julian Hozek is rushing to lock an e-scooter to a parking pole.
I use it because I usually get to the train stops a little late, so then the bus is slower than the scooter. Or sometimes the bus won't come for like a little bit, so I have to get on the scooter.
A couple more boys pull up on e-scooters just as the bell rings. Students say they ride them for convenience and for fun. But two teens have died in Chicago while riding e-scooters this year. Despite city rules limiting the age of riders, renting a scooter is pretty easy.
So I have to scan this QR code with my phone.
But before I scoot off, the app asks me to take a safety quiz.
When should you wear a helmet? Only on bad hair days or always? Always.
Once the quiz is done, I can finally scoot.
I have never ridden a scooter, so frankly, I am terrified.
Push off with your feet, then press go.
Honestly, when you don't have to do a lot of maneuvering, it's really nice.
Since it's my first time renting, the e-scooter doesn't go full speed. But if you take more rides, the app lets you go faster, up to 15 miles an hour. As I park, The app for the scooter asks me to take a photo of it to make sure I parked it right.
For 8 minutes, I paid $5.20.
Seems expensive compared to a bus or a train, but a growing number of people have been riding them anyway. This one company, it's called Lime, they set up shop here in 2022. It's partially owned by Uber. Lime says they had over 5.5 million trips last year. On the Uber app, it counts how many Lime scooters are parked near Lane Tech.
1, 2, 3, 4...
13 in total. But by 3 p.m., I haven't seen a single girl on an e-scooter. So I ask Lane Tech junior Ramona Scott about it.
I think that it's because guys like to be together on scooters, and it's like more of like their manly weird thing, and girls find it unsafe and not fun.
Ramona's never driven an e-scooter, but her friend Taylor Clay tells me he has.
Have you ever had any close calls or scares? I mean, there are some crazy drivers out here.
Yeah, I've fallen off of them like once or twice.
I meet a junior at Lane Tech who's also fallen off an e-scooter. A driver turned into him, he says.
Yeah, I just fell off the scooter. My backpack flew everywhere. Nothing really happened to me. I mean, the scooter locked, so it didn't let me get anywhere. I just didn't go to school that day.
But the boy, he's 16. He says his parents are still okay with him scooting home. He lives over on the west side. During rush hour, it takes him 30 minutes to scoot home.
You know, even after getting hit, they still let me scoot. Because
was your mom not scared?
She was scared, yeah, but then she realized that, you know, it wasn't my fault in any way. So for it's just easier for me to use a scooter, and they're just like, they're okay with it.
You have to be 18 to scoot, or at least 16 with parent consent. But somehow, 15-year-old Kaylee Hassman still managed to rent a Lime scooter.
The only time I used it is like when I like rented one for like 10 minutes to get home because it was just more convenient.
The freshman says she prefers to bike to school. She likes the exercise. Plus, she thinks bikes are safer than e-scooters.
Also, I feel like people using them make them more dangerous when they try to fit multiple people onto one. And that's what makes it more dangerous. Like, if it's used properly, it's not really as dangerous.
Just as I'm about to leave Lane Tech, two teen boys on the back of the same e-scooter zoom right past me. They seem unfazed by the recent scooter deaths. Tomorrow morning, these boys will be scooting back to school. I'm Nasavchenka, WBEZ News.
Weather today, sunny and pleasant, high in the mid-70s, partly cloudy tonight, low in the upper 50s, and then Wednesday, partly sunny, more humid, showers in the afternoon, high in the upper 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.